is now time for the Craig James Financial Report with Mr. Craig Ferrantino. He is a certified wealth strategist extraordinaire and president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville. And you must check out, ladies and gentlemen, the great website. Learn more at LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com. The aforementioned Craig Ferrantino, and I hope you had a wonderful weekend, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you, Jay. Very good. It was a great weekend. I'm proud that my daughter Frecia graduated Colgate University this weekend. So just coming off a very busy weekend.
Congratulations on that. That is tremendous when that happens. No question. Always a day of celebration.
Yeah.
I guess we could I guess we could celebrate dodging the proverbial bullet, you know, with all the tension happening with these tariff wars. I'll tax my goods, you tax mine, but we still managed to have a couple of gains. You know, it's interesting that 617-point slide, we had three straight days of gains, almost made up for that before kind of a stubbing of the old toe on the close there on Friday.
Yeah, so the stocks finished for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 25,764. For the week, it was only down 0.7%. So it's a lot less than that sell-off on Monday into Tuesday that we were talking about even just a week ago. The S&P 500 index closed at 2860. That was down 0.8% for the week. The NASDAQ at 7816, down 1.3%. The 10-year Treasury yield is under 2.4. It's actually 2.39. Very low interest rates. And oil is at $62.69 a barrel. And for the week, that's up 1.7%. So that has its own little story, the oil. We can get to that as well a little later. And so really we had the stocks basically, as you said, sold off sharply at the beginning of the week. And that was due to probably rising trade tensions between the U.S. and China. You and I had a special show on Tuesday to talk about that a little bit. And really the concerns that global growth really could be negatively impacted, not just the United States growth, but growth around the world. But then as the week unfolded and markets recovered, you know, basically a lot of optimism that the, you know, the latest headline news on tariffs is really just a temporary setback and that a deal could ultimately be reached. And so the markets really finished out the week only modestly lower. And you're still going to see, it's really want to, it's something we're looking for at Craig James Financial, and just want to, for your listeners, you're still going to see more announcements, more headline news, and more reactions. We've had, we've been here before, and the it's not really new to the market when you're talking about trade tariffs with China, that it's already built into a lot of the numbers that we're seeing. And nor do we think it's going to end it's going to be an end of our bull market. We have just too much momentum to make it end the bull market that we're in. So. Well, I'm pretty strong, again, about the world and particularly the United States. And what you're going to get is an occasional spat and some near-term market risk. But you're going to see, you know, still more headline moves and daily market moves that follow the headlines. So if you take a look at it, in January of 2018, the tariffs were announced. The first salvo really comes off on tariffs. So if you go back to January of 2018, you know, tariffs were announced on imports of solar panels and washing machines from China. And so the Dow reacted down, I don't know, 400 points and for several days. In March of 2018, 2 months later, they talked about the tariffs on steel and aluminum import from multiple countries, including Canada. And the Dow was, you know, down, 500 points. And that lasted for 2 days. And then you keep going through it. You know, the European Union and Canada retaliate with announced tariffs on commodities and other consumer goods. That was back in July. Remember that, Jay? You know, it was down 155 points. The month before, June, just going through the headlines of last year, tariff exemptions eliminated for EU, Canada, and Mexico. So they're no longer given tariff exemptions for those countries. And the EU and Canada retaliate with announced tariffs on commodities and consumer goods. That's from the headline. The Dow is down 973 points. So then that's not the end of the story. The Dow move over the next 3 days and 7 days in any of these headline news, particularly let's say the one in Canada I just talked about. So it's down 973 points. The next 3 days after that, it took 8 days. We were sweating it out for 8 days. And then the next 3 days after that, the Dow was up 190 points. And the next 7 days after that, the Dow was up 700 points. So, and the Dow returned since the news on tariffs is up 6%. So you got to look at this in perspective. You're going to get more of these. I drive every day to work. I live on the South Fork, and my office is in Melville, as you mentioned. And I'm spending my mornings now dodging potholes. They're all over the Long Island Expressway and other parts too, but mostly the LIE. And it's like every day there's a new set of potholes or places where I kind of know where they are. And I actually got two flat tires on one of my cars as a result of it one night in the rain, and I couldn't dodge the potholes. It was on the same side of the car, and that was a whole nother story. And I'm looking at the markets. I said, there's some potholes. Some of them are going to take me out of commission a little bit. But I think, in general, that when you see the market recoveries after any of these announcements, you start to see some really, really big changes. And it's really not affecting the markets, just a lot of noise. How's that, Jay? Good idea, good analysis.
It's a great analysis. It really is. We'll see Craig next week. I tell you one thing. You are 100% right on these roads. You know that we get more stuff here at the station. People text us and send us pictures of their roads, and they are in such bad shape. And then you have the reports a couple of weeks ago. Why isn't the county doing anything about it? Here in Suffolk, listen, responsibility for the ramps leading onto the highways and everything, that's state responsibility. Service roads, right, and side roads, right, and all this other stuff, well, that's county responsibility. So you got to wonder what the heck is going on here. Why aren't these roads fixed? That is a huge problem. You say a couple of flat tires. Craig, that's a tough one. We've been battling this forever as far as getting these roads straight. I can't tell you how many pictures I get in the course of a week from listeners, saying, help, we need these fixed. And they're right. They're going on way too long. Winter season is over. Yeah. Fix the roads already.
Yeah, it's a problem, and I think that, it's not like we don't pay taxes. That's my thought. Geez, I'm paying taxes. I hope this is, something's going to happen here. The potholes, that part of it is that I don't think they fixed them correctly, and it takes a little too longer to figure out how to fix them, and you have to cut around them and do all this other stuff. And a lot of times they're just putting in like coal patch, which only lasts like a day or two. So anyway, so we have these potholes on the road, and we have these short-term potholes in the markets. But at the end of the day, I'm still driving from the South Fork to Melville. And at the end of the day, the markets are going up. So you just got to get through the potholes. That's what we have here.
That is the bottom line.
Very interesting markets too, Jed.
So, we know taking the center stage is the U.S. and China and all these other things. You have a deal with Canada and Mexico to scrap metal tariffs imposed by the administration, failing to get any note as far as investors. And then you have the situation regarding the president who has delayed for 6 months a decision on taxing car and auto part imports from the EU and Japan. These are all taking kind of backseat type deals. So what is the main event, obviously, with the U.S. and China? We keep hearing about negotiations and everything else falling apart. You wonder how this thing will end. But it's so interesting to me that when you have these tensions going back and forth, Craig, the markets still maintain. Yeah, you had that 600-plus point slide, and then all of a sudden, you make it up with three straight days before you end on a losing note on Friday. So, I kind of look at it that could have been a lot worse when you think about it. And once again, you have this economy holding strong, to near 26,000, and still, after all of this back and forth going on, to me, that's remarkable.
It's a big difference. So you're going to see, and then the headlines are going to be filled up with other things like, Google's denying Huawei access to Android devices. So we're starting to see us not sharing some of our technology, maybe rightly so, with the Chinese. And so that could blow up into its own little mini fire. There's the college admissions scam that could still come out, and we're seeing that there's things going on with that and how it affects the markets and people getting in. There's people who are challenging the SEC that have done some fraud but starting to get away with it. So we got a lot of little things that could blow up. In the summer it gets a little slower, not for the market, the markets are still growing, but the news gets a little slower. So then things that are maybe not as exciting seem to get major news. So I just think a couple of years ago when we had the Greek crisis, that Greece was going under or whatever, and that dominated the headlines and, you know, really had some pain in the market. Obviously, it didn't turn out to be much, but I mean, it was a lot for Greece, but in terms of the world global economy, it didn't turn out. So I'm just waiting for the summer headline that takes the markets down into some volatility here. So other than that, I think that we see some good news coming up this week, and I'm very excited also to show exactly just trying to see how these employment numbers come in, how many percentage are unemployed, things like that. We're still very, very excited about all this.
There is a lot of excitement still to be had, no question. Mr. Ferrantino, always a pleasure, sir. Craig is always available, of course, for breaking events. He usually is, and we'll see what happens. Should be an interesting week, Mr. Ferrantino.